Хөрхөн охид trap sons trap sons trap sons trap sons trap don't sons trap don't sons trap Түүний сонсдог хөгжим дур булаа Дадаа стоотан дур булаа бууруулаа
What's up, people? Adam Hunter here. I am at the House of Comedy in Minnesota all week. I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Marijuana is legal in California. Get it delivered right to you. Speedweed. Go to @Speedweed. Follow them. Tell them how much you like them. Follow them on Twitter, Instagram. They got everything. They got marijuana. They got edibles. They got vape pens. They got CBD oil. They have THC sex lube. All kinds of great stuff. Highly recommend it. Okay, you go to Speedweed, don't go to the dispensary, don't leave your house, get it delivered. You get pizza delivered, you get Chinese food delivered. Your time is valuable, all right? Go to speedweed.com. Today I'm bringing you a special MMA Roasted podcast exclusively on Rockfin, R-O-K-F-I-N, / Adam Hunter with Jason Mayhem Miller, who just called me from jail. He's getting out in July. He's got a lot to say. I hope you enjoy. Endorse me. Tell all your friends. Endorse me on Rockfin, R-O-K-F-I-N, .com/ Adam Hunter. You get exclusive content from Ben Askren, from Nick Diaz, from all kinds of, from Izzy Martinez. So check it out. Rockfin.com/ Adam Hunter. What's up, people? Baseball season is in full swing. And placing a wager on baseball has never been more exciting. And with betonline.ag. This week, the Cubs are playing the Pirates, and the Marlins are playing the Nationals. Guess what? Because you're a loyal listener of MMA Roasted and CLNS Media, we are giving you an extra 50% added onto your sports betting bankroll. When you go to clnsmedia.com/winning and use code CLNS50. The best part is the bonus will be added onto your balance within seconds. Yes. Again, support our podcast by going to clnsmedia.com/winning and use the code CLNS50. Also, a minimum deposit of $25 is required for the bonus, and please see BetOnline's general rules for additional terms and conditions regarding bonuses. Check it out. BetOnline.ag. It is the best.
Let's talk to Mayhem.
I'm talking to Jason Mayhem Miller, the Jailhouse Podcast. Jason, you getting out July, right?
Yeah, what's going on in the real world, though, bro? Like, there's nothing exciting going on here, man. But, so, I'd rather hear about,
What is your day like, though, for real?
Oh,
this call will be recorded and monitored.
Well, it's being recorded and monitored all the time. I hang out with, psychopaths, car thieves, murderers, and you'd be surprised at how nice gentlemen that they are.
Really?
Well, I mean, especially when they're scared of you.
Yeah. I mean, they all know, they watch you from Bully Beatdown, did they say, hey, man, or did they watch you from UFC or from...
Well, yeah, these guys, that's the funny thing is all the cops know me. But it's weird because I still get respect with the criminals. So, I'm in a strange place where, I get respect from the cops, but still get respect from the criminals because, they know that I ain't no snitch or no, I ain't on their team. I ain't on nobody's team. I'm on my team.
You're on your team. Do they ever want to talk fighting with you?
Well, the funny thing about that is that, they say, you're supposed to just beat up the first guy, on the first day. I found that if you just stick their head in the toilet in front of everybody.
Did you really do that for real?
I mean, allegedly. This phone call is recorded.
Right,
so,
right.
So, that's, the word around the campfire is I gave you damn epic swirly if you really want to get down.
I'll never forget that message you gave C.B. Dalloway in a fight.
No, say, oh yeah, a noogie. A noogie is a whole different level.
you might have been the first person to ever give someone a noogie, and then you
I
blew
believe
out
so.
ACL during the fight.
Look,
and kept trying. Man, you had so much heart in that fight because you were fighting C.B. Dalloway. Your ACL was gone, and you still were. A lot of people just would have tapped or would have gave up. You kept fighting.
Well, the Miller family is well known for their brutal stick-to-itiveness. I mean, some would call it idiotic stick-to-itiveness, but, you know, I mean, everybody's entitled to his opinion.
I mean, some would call it stalking, too. So that's, you know, but that's a...
No, sorry? Sorry. Some would call it what?
Stalking. So, the joke.
Some would call it...
Stalking.
Retarded? What'd
you... stalking. Retarded. Sure, why not? So,
topic...
Stalking.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what I wanted to say was we always talk about fighting. Coming up this Saturday night, there's a lot of good fights. Paulie Malignaggi is fighting bare-knuckle boxing against Artem Lobov. Artem Lobov is Conor McGregor's best friend. He was the guy that Khabib slapped that caused McGregor to get on an airplane to throw a dolly through a truck. And then Khabib jumped out of the octagon after he beat Conor. And, like, well, actually, that was Dylan Danis, but he kind of started this whole thing. So when they were sparring, supposedly, allegedly, McGregor beat up Paulie Malignaggi, and Paulie's really pissed and wants a rematch. So now he's fighting his best friend in bare-knuckle boxing.
God damn, that's a dramatic tale that you just unfolded for us. I mean, I'm telling you, that could be on Days of Our Lives or maybe, like, General Hospital. That could be General Hospital if these dudes go shirtless and, like, fight in an emergency room. You know, I don't know. I feel like, you know, that definitely will sell the fight.
Yeah, well, they call Lobov the greatest of all time, but it's like a joke because his record is, like, 14-14.
You know, he's the most average of all time.
Yeah, very much.
That's pretty badass. I mean, that's saying something, though. That means he fights everybody. He'll fight anybody.
Anybody. And he's got really short arms. That's the problem. But I think
short arms? And he's going to do bare-knuckle boxing? What the hell? I hope he got a thick head.
And also on the card, Chris Lieben is fighting Dakota Cochran.
Isn't Dakota Cochran the transsexual?
No, he's the guy that did gay porn in college.
Same difference, man. Come on. Hey, look, and don't judge the man for what he did in college.
No,
Lord knows what you did in college.
Did you ever go to college?
Yeah, I went to college to party,
where
obviously. Where did I go? USC.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, University of South Kakalaka. Raise up. I'm a Gamecock, fool. Yeah, I went to judo class. That was my, yeah, it was awesome. I threw people on their head. I choked out a guy from the Japanese Olympic team that year. And then I got kicked out. But, you know, who's counting?
What's his name? Is out now in the PFL, by the way, Ishii.
Ishii's where?
He's in the Professional Fighting League. He's fighting for the, you know, they
have
like a league now.
And monitored.
Yeah, so talk about Ishii.
It used to be the WSOF, World Series of Fighting, and it became the PFL, Professional Fighting League. And now they have a season. And the winner
I have heard they got a season?
Yeah, it's a season. And the winner gets
Man,
to know
what it is. Oh, that's pretty dope. But, you know, I've heard good things about that. But, I mean, they just changed their name from bad to worse, didn't they? Like, they might as well call it the Foo Foo Fighting League because, like, the name is just gibberish, you know? It's like, I can't even remember. You just told me 10 seconds ago, and I'm in a place with – I'm in a sensory deprivation chamber, and I still can't remember what you just told me. What is it called? The Professional
– Fighting League.
Pillow Fighting League.
No, the Professional Fighting League, the PFL. Because at one point –
Man, listen, when I hit the streets, bro, we're going to start a new one. We're going to call it Generic Fighting Company. And, like, we're just going to – and there's going to be no sponsors on the mat. There's going to be no, like – there's going to be no referee. There's just going to be a generic, like, fight. And, I mean, just the name of it. But Ishii, that's pretty badass, Olympic judo, but, you know, badass. Who's he going to fight? And who else is on the card? And, I mean – That seems pretty. It's not before July, is it?
No, it's throughout the whole season. So like you have to win to qualify for the playoffs, and then once you're in the playoffs, you fight for the $1 million, which I think is better because at one point the WSOF was a little strange. They had like they had two brothers fighting each other on one night.
Nice.
Then they had Nick Newell, who's great, but he has one arm, and then they had Matt Hamill on the same card, who was deaf, and then they had a guy that was a professional crime fighter at night, some guy from Seattle. That would battle, and I am very close to MMA, but if I'm just a guy watching it through to the channels, I'm like, what the fuck's going on right now? What kind of week is this?
Man, Jiminy Christmas. I mean, next thing you know, we're going to have my friend Marlon jump out of his wheelchair and fight in the 125 division. Yeah, hats off, you know. That kind of the UFC like stole all the fighters, like the medium level fighters and everything, and so now we just got like the weird, like the guys who are too smart to fight in the UFC, and you know it's a really strange time.
But a lot of guys going over to 1FC, like Chase Northcutt went over there and got killed, and then Eddie Alvarez got beat in like 1 minute over there. In one championship.
They got a big crew of badasses over there in 1FC, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see how that shapes out over there. But
and then last week in Bellator, Lyoto Machida knocked out Chael Sonnen. Stopped him, and then Chael retired.
Chael retired again. Well, yeah. That's a shame. But at the same time, I actually saw the advertisements for that in here. For some reason, we were on the right channel to see a Bellator preview, even though we don't get that damn channel. Mostly, I just watch Ellen.
And, really?
Yeah, bro, Ellen, all the damn time. I mean, NBC propaganda is just permeating the jail system.
So do you have a cellmate?
Nah, they stopped that.
So you're by yourself.
I told you about the toilet situation.
And like you're reading all day and working out all day?
I read a lot, man. I read a lot. I read a lot of Oliver Sacks books about psychology and neurology and the connection between the two. So I find that very interesting. And I've read quite a bit of... historical fiction type stuff. These guys are... Hey, man, get it down! I'm on a fucking phone!
Hello?
Sorry. Yeah, sorry about that.
Jason, you're getting out in July, man. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah, I won't. These dudes are just getting their workout, and everybody's mad because I'm not running the workout like I usually do. I decided to go on your podcast today, so thank you very much for having me.
This call will be recorded and monitored.
What do you miss the most about being even in jail for a year? What do you miss the most?
Man, you know, I don't know. It's strange. My whole world has been muted a little bit, you know, because like I said, it's kind of sensory deprivation in here. The thing I miss most, you know, is the sun. I would say the sun. And the moon. Those two things. You know, you guys take it for granted that you can see the sun. But I ain't seen it in so long that I'm just like, can't remember the exact beauty of it. Yeah, you know? And that's one thing. Also, decent hamburger.
Yeah, decent hamburger.
Sex.
So, yeah, but don't you have a lot of big girls that have been writing you that can't wait to have sex with you?
Nah, I mean, yeah, but,
yeah. Yeah, of course. Nah. You used to get the finest Asian girls I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I remember going to your birthday party, and there was like 30 Asian girls, and you were like, that's Queen. And you're like, that's DJ, whatever, she's huge in Mongolia. And that's, I was like, what the fuck did I get back there?
Yeah, that was a wild time. My birthday party, I remember that one. Oh, my goodness. That was a... Whew.
But my favorite story ever is when you were fighting in Japan, and you said, "Well, you want Asian girls dress up as Japanese schoolgirls," and they got you.
Yeah, I requested that I have dancers that are dressed as Japanese schoolgirls. You know, because that's kind of a fetish thing in America. So I was trying to give a good show. But, you know, something got lost in translation. So when we show up there, it's like 12 real Japanese schoolgirls, like 15 years old. And I was like, oh, what the hell did I do? And the worst part is my corner man was trying to bang them. I'm like, dude, these chicks are 14. But, I mean, little did I know, that's probably legal in Japan. Who knows? Maybe not.
Dude, that was crazy. And then when you had, what's the name, as your corner?
This call will be recorded and monitored.
Who was reading the Bible the entire time during your fight?
Oh, yeah. You know, Matt Horwich, he's one of the greatest guys. He's one of the greatest fighters to ever pick up, put on the gloves and pick up the Bible. Because, as great a fighter as he is, man, as a corner man, whew. I mean, you know what? Praise Jesus, I didn't get injured at all in that fight. I mean, I was healthier coming out of the ring than going in. But you know, I'd attribute that to him reading the Bible during the fight. What? You know, I appreciate that. I just appreciate that he was there. At least he was there and not at a church service while I was in the ring.
When you look over and your corner's reading the Bible, what's going through your mind?
One corner, no. I looked over and I said, how much time? And one of my corner men said, what? And I was like, what do you mean? What other question would I be asking you? Oh, bitch. Okay. And then Horwich brings Psalms into the corner between rounds. I don't need Psalms. I need some water. Give me some water.
Oh my God.
You know, that. Hey, look, you know, it's the wild adventures of Mayhem Miller. Let me tell you.
You know when you come out, though, you know, when you come out in July, you got a fresh start. You got your wits. You seem like, I don't know what medication you're on, but it seems like it's like the right amount.
it's finally working, right? I finally broke down and said, all right, I'll take my meds. So here I am.
You seem happier and better off. And I've known you for, what, 10 years now? You seem like the best I've ever heard from you, man. Well,
there's a lot of reasons that I, you know, got myself into this predicament. And if I could give any advice to anybody out there, is that the most important thing that you have in your life is your mental health. And so if you don't take care of that, here's where you end up, you know. God bless you. Hey, man, it was really good talking to you, but they got to lock me down right now. They're going to count us. Good luck.
Thanks, man.
Have a great one.
I love you, buddy. I love you.
Thank you for using Global Telling.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the MMA Roasted podcast. Check me out. I will be at the Stratosphere in Las Vegas Fight Week, July 1st to the 7th. Stratosphere in Las Vegas, UFC Fight Week, International Fight Week. Hit me up to get on the comp list, and I will get you comps. Also, check me out, adamhunter.com. Find out where I'm at. Thanks for listening to me and Mayhem. Take care. Have a great week. Trap sons and trap don't sons trap don't trap Tuni sons to hook jump dorpo lam Tada stolt and dorpo la boro sa.